Hello again, everyone. I'm here with another of my Christmas memories. But before we get to this particular one, I want to tell you a bit about what we do at Christmas as a family normally. And this has been the same probably for the last 20 years anyway. We normally get together for both days, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And I will have people up here one day, and either my mum or my sister will have them the other day. But the rule of thumb is I always have somebody. I always do it one day. Last year I did it Christmas Day, and we went to my sister's for Boxing Day. Another year we might go to my mum's on Christmas Day and then come here on Boxing Day. I enjoy doing it. There's probably about 11 or 12 of us usually, and in all the years it's been nothing to me to cook for all that many people. And of course I get help here and there, and I tend to do all the donkey work, like preparing all the vegetables, peeling all the potatoes, cooking the meat and the preparing everything. And then if I've got any help, I'll duck out at the last minute and get someone else to make the gravy and dish it up. And nowadays Ronan always sets the table because he does it really nicely. There's always family squabbles and aggro. That's just what families do, especially at Christmas, especially in my family. Now, I'm not sure what's happening this year because there's been a bit of a rift, which I don't really want to talk about here. So we will see what Christmas brings. I'm sure I'll keep you all posted, although not on the details of the rift, because I don't put anything that personal on here. Just, well, you'll know, because I'll probably do an audio bill on the day, whether we get together or whether we don't. My mum's coming here for Christmas, but I'm not sure if anyone else is. So there you go. Anyway, this particular year, I don't know what year it was. It was, as far as I can remember, it was Boxing Day. I think it was the day of the tsunami, which was probably, I don't know, was it about 10 years ago? 10 or 11 years ago? It might have been longer than that. I can't remember. And it happened on Boxing Day. And we've got this tradition on Christmas Day that any leftovers, not things that are left over in the saucepans necessarily, or like vegetables and that, but although we do this sometimes, but any scraps that are left on people's plates, which usually isn't a lot to be fair, will go in the dog's bowls. Not Lammy's, because I don't give him, he won't eat things like potatoes and stuff. Well, he probably would now, but he wouldn't in years gone by, so he'd just have a little bit of the meat. And we usually have a turkey and some other kind of meat like beef or gammon or something like that, and we have the stuffing and Yorkshire pudding, and we'll have roast potatoes, sometimes mashed potatoes. Being a vegetarian, the vegetables are very important to me, so I'll have lots of vegetables like broccoli, carrots, swede, mashed swede, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, you name it, it's there basically. I don't really like to mess around making fancy vegetables because I just like them as they are. So we put this stuff into the dog's bowl, and this particular year I had, I was still with my ex-husband, so we had two guide dogs and Lammy. So we put two big metal bowls up on the side for any scraps. Now, if there's plenty of scraps, if I've overcooked, if I've cooked too much vegetables, too much in the way of vegetables, and we'll put it all in, and any gravy that's left over and some potatoes. We don't put sweet stuff in, no cakes, no Christmas pudding or anything like that. It's purely from the actual dinner. So the dogs have their own Christmas dinner. And if there's a lot, because sometimes I have a tendency to cook too much and we can't eat it all, then of course we don't put the meat in that's left. That's for the next day, although there might be some bits on people's plates that goes in. But if there's plenty in their dishes, we don't give them any of their dried food or whatever, because that's like their Christmas dinner. We don't want to overfill them and give them an upset stomach or wind, because I'm sure it's bad enough that the rest of the family probably had it, let alone the dogs. We don't want them starting up and firing off all cylinders, do we? Anyway, this particular time, my sister at the time was going out. Well, he's the father of two of her children, Joseph and Amelia, with Lloyd. She's been out with him, went out with him for a long time, and he's still around, but they're not together anymore. But he still comes down quite often. But they were still together at this stage, and he used to be the manager of the Sony Centre in Orpington, and they, of course, you know what it's like now. Boxing Day sales are a big, big business with electrical equipment and stuff. So he was at work, and they didn't close till 4 on Boxing Day. So of course we'd had our dinner by the time he came home. We didn't really wait for him. I suppose we didn't have it much before he got home. So when we were dishing out the dinners, we dished out a plate for him and put it on the side. And I think we'd only just had our dinner, because if it had been a long time before, we would have covered it up with foil, I would have done, and put it in the fridge. But I actually don't think I dished it up on this particular occasion. Now, I'll just have to quickly tell you that Lloyd doesn't like vegetables. So on his plate would have been the turkey, stuffing, roast potatoes, whatever. And then when he would come home from work, what we'd do is we'd get a tin of sweet corn, especially for him, because that's what he likes. And we would heat it up and put it with the rest of his dinner, you know, and heat the dinner up. So on his plate wouldn't have been any vegetables. So anyway, he came home and he was going, "Oh, it's freezing out there. It's freezing out there." That's how we imitate him talking. "Oh, it's fucking freezing out there." So he comes in, "Oh, I'm starving. Where's my dinner?" So we said, "Oh, go and sit down, Lloyd." I said, "Go and sit down, Lloyd, and I'll heat it up for you." So I went into the kitchen and people were washing up and that. I don't know if I had a dishwasher then. I think I must have done. We were going, "Where's Lloyd's dinner? Does anyone know where Lloyd's... Where's Lloyd's dinner?" And then I said, "Well, it was on a plate up there by the kettle," or something like that. And then my mum went, "Oh, my God!" And I said, "What?" She said, "I thought that was someone's leftover and I put it in the dog's dishes." So she thought it's because it didn't have any vegetables on it, I suppose it didn't look so much. She thought it was like a half-eaten dinner, so she put it in the dog's bowls. So I'm afraid we daren't tell him, so we had to, there was still some meat left over, so we got the meat, but there was nothing, there was no potatoes, no stuffing. So I hate to have to confess what we did, and I don't think we ever told him. We had to get it out of the dog's dinner. And whether it came off someone's plate, the potatoes and things, we obviously wouldn't give him anything that was like been cut, had bitten into or whatever, but we had to scrape a dinner out of the leftovers that were gone in the dog's plate, heat it up, pour gravy on it, cook his sweet corn, and we took it into him. He said, "Hey," and we gave it to him, and he went, "Oh," and he was eating it. He was going, "Oh, cheers, Mel, it's really lovely, that is, well, cheers." And we were out in the kitchen, and of course, as you can imagine, being a load of women, I mean, there was me, my mum and my sister, and probably Eamon, my ex-husband, we were absolutely, well, there was peals of laughter coming from the kitchen when we, it was like Chinese whispers were going around what we'd had to do. So in every sense of the word, you can really say that Christmas, he had a dog's dinner.